evening, this is N5 AOW, Night Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be May 19th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Gallery Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. Are there any portable battery-powered or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in?
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James calling in from Oneonta, New York via Echolink.
Good evening, Kevin. How have you been? I hope the weather was a little bit better down by you than it was up here today, but it wasn't too bad here.
Yeah, actually, we didn't make out too bad down here today. Had a high of about 48 under partly cloudy skies. Currently, you're at 43 under partly cloudy skies, and looks like tomorrow's going to be pretty decent. Monday looks like about a 50% chance of rain. And if you want, check me out on the new Adirondack Praise Network. I'll be on tomorrow and Monday doing the weather forecast. This is KD2FPM. Back to net.
Oh, Roger. Okay. Well, thank you for checking in, Kevin. Hope you had a fine day, and I hope your weekend continues on a good note. All right. This is N5AOW. Are there any other Echolink stations wishing to check in? Okay. Hearing none. This is N5AOW. Wait a minute. Are there any portable battery-powered or mobile stations wishing to check in? I believe I did that one already. Boy, I lost my page in the script here. I think we're ready for regular members and guests.
This is KD2AIT. Good evening. This is KC2WI.
Okay. Good evening, Pete, and good evening, Jeff. KD2AIT. Jeff, how you doing?
Good evening, it's KD2AIT. We're doing pretty good here. We're kind of relaxing here at camp, kicking back. Had a long day. The boys were cutting a lot of wood, and we had a lot of other little projects to do, and we've got them all done for the most part. And really, that's about it. So we're just kind of relaxing. We've got a campfire going out there, and we're just kicking back here at camp. So turn it back to you, it's KD2AIT.
Okay, Jeff. Well, I'll tell you that firewood woke go to waste. I know you'll either use some of it yet, and possibly a little bit in the summer. I'm sure it'll season well for the winter time coming up, but boy, that's a long way off, and I hope it stays a long way off. We're all ready for warm weather and grass and leaves. I know I am. So with that, thank you for checking in. I'll see what Pete's got on the agenda this evening. KC2WI, Pete, what's going on?
KC2WI, well, I was going to go out and do a little mobile and head up towards Old Forge and maybe even get up to my customer up there in Big Moose, even though I didn't hear from him, and or whatever. If I got up close enough, I'd stop in and see if he was there. I just kept doing one more thing and this and that, and oh gee, I should take this if I'm going to go, because I might do this, I might do that, I might play with a QRP rig. Just about the time I actually got in the car and drove out of the driveway, it was probably two o'clock, I figured, well, it's too late, I'm not going to get all the way up there, but I go out and I just wanted to get out. And of course it had clouded over, so I ended up spending the afternoon over at the Glenfield boat launch fiddling around with my HF mobile antenna, and I am just absolutely scratching my head as to what went on. I put the thing back on the car last week and last whatever, and I decided I'm going to do a little improvement, and did a little couple ground straps, and decided I'd get the SWR down by putting a shunt coil, and boy, that seemed to work pretty good. And everything was nice. I took off Sunday, went up to Lake Pleasant, had about an hour QSO with a guy, two guys. One guy was in New Hampshire, I think, had a base and kilowatt amp, whatever, he was booming in. And the other guy that he was talking to when I heard him was a mobile in Florida. And by golly, I talked to both those guys for about an hour. Worked great. And then I came back Tuesday before the Boonville Club meeting and popped the 80-meter or 75-meter antenna on there, which I had working. And it just wouldn't tune up. I don't know what was going on. And I, of course, it had rained. Oh, is there water in the car? I mean, nothing. And I can't think. And the 40, so then I stopped partway home. I put the 40 meter on. That didn't work very good either. I cannot find anything that's changed. I've had the whole thing apart. I've had the coil, you know, the mount and everything in the house for 2 or 3 days and made sure it was dried out. But I swear something's different. But anyway, after checking it all out, I decided that this afternoon I would do some tweaking on my matching coil that I put together. I guess I just did that. And I didn't have the coil on there. But anyway, and boy, I just spent 3-4 hours, and some things worked good and some things didn't. It's really, the magic of RF, I guess, but made a few contacts.
Well, I messed around a little bit myself today with a few odds and ends. Had some soldering things I needed to tend to, and rewired a mic for one of the rigs. Took care of a ground problem on one of the printed circuit boards, and everything worked out pretty good, so I think for the most part I had a good afternoon with it. Of course, I had a few other things go wrong and a trip and fall down the garage and banged up both knees, but they'll heal up and, well, so much for the pants, anyway. one of those things. So that's about it for me. It was a fairly nice day in the early part of it, and seemed like it got cloudy and cooled off quite a bit. So, with that, we'll make another call. This is N5AOW, looking for check-in. Okay. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-in? None. I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank Kevin, Jeff, Pete for checking in. Hope everyone has a fine evening and the rest of the weekend turned out very well for all. This is N5AOW Clear.
Stations
that would like
to check in tonight, with or without traffic, all stations are welcome. Stations can help you.
This is
KD2AIT.
Good evening, Jack. No traffic.
N5AOW, good evening, Jack.
Thank you for checking in. Looking for additional stations.
N5AOW, good evening, Jack. I think I doubled with you.
Okay, we got to that time, though. N5AOW, hello, Bob. Looking for additional stations. KA2000Z for Arctan. Any other stations that would like to check in tonight? Thank you both for checking in. Much appreciated, folks. Jeff and Bob, 73s to you, 73s to all listening of us. Have a good evening, good day tomorrow. KA2000Z.